greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. Empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive.
Well, it's not just today that's a happy day, but every day in Christ Jesus is a happy day. So, good song. Yeah, amen. Hey, why don't you grab your Bibles and turn with me to Psalm 17. We're in Psalm 17 this morning, or you can look on the overhead and just read it off the overhead. But this is a prayer of David. And you know, David would not be a man after God's own heart if David wasn't a man after prayer. He was really a man who prayed for all things, and he endured all things too. He endured a lot of fiery trials, and it made David a spiritual man. We find that with enemies surrounding David, he's declaring his innocence, and he cries out to God for help and for protection. The very last verse, verse 15, is kind of my life verse that I've used for my life. Somebody wants me to sign a book or something, I'll sign it with that last verse there. So Psalm 17, Psalm of David, great psalm. Why don't you follow along as I read? Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer, which is not from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from your presence. Let your eyes look on the things that are upright. You have tested my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and have found nothing. I have purposed that my mouth shall not transgress concerning the works of men by the word of your lips. I have kept away from the paths of the destroyer. Uphold my steps in your paths, that my footsteps may not slip. I have called upon you, for you will hear me, O God. Incline your ear to me and hear my speech. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who save those who trust in you, from those who rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings, from the wicked who oppress me, and from my deadly enemies who surround me. They have closed up their fat hearts. With their mouths they speak proudly. They have now surrounded us in our steps. They have set their eyes crouching down to the earth, as a lion is eager to tear his prey, and like a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, confront him, cast him down, deliver my life from the wicked with your sword, with your hand from men, O Lord, from men of the world who have their portion in this life and whose belly you fill with your hidden treasures. They are satisfied with children, and they leave the rest of their possessions for their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness, and I will be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Why don't we remain standing as Anthony comes on out and opens for us in a word of prayer.
Aloha kakaiaka e pule kako. Good morning, let us pray. Father, it truly is a glorious day, Lord, and every day, Lord, that we get to celebrate it in you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for just the work you've done, Lord, in our lives and through our lives, and the work that you're going to continue to do, Lord. And Father, just as we sang the song earlier, Lord, it is a glorious day. It's a wonderful day, Lord. Every day, Lord, that we live for you, every day, Lord, that we dedicate our lives to you and surrender more and more of our lives, Father, you continue to use us, Lord. And Father, as the song sang, Lord, we are truly changed forever. We are going to be different, Lord, because we follow you. Lord, as we come this morning, Lord, seeking your face, Lord, to study your word, may you continue the work that you started in our lives, Father. Prepare our hearts to receive all that you have for us, God. I pray that you bless Pastor Bill, Lord, as he shares his word with us, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for just a continued presence in this place, Lord. So, Lord, pour out your spirit. Have your way in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. As we continue to worship, you can be seated or remain standing.
Let the mountains move.
are here. Lord, we're here to wait upon you. Lord, we're here to listen for you and to commune with you and allow you to speak to our hearts. So would you do so in this time as we lift your name up? We thank you for this place where we can come and gather, Lord, just to worship you. We praise you, Lord.
for your hand of mercy to heal me. I am weak. I need your love to free me. Oh Lord, my rock, my strength. Spirit of the Lord is changed.
The Spirit.